call this decision.
Oh, crud. How yes. did I list the wrong one?
At 6:05, calling the... What is this called?
The wrong one.
Work session to order. John, would you like to do a roll call?
Certainly. You know, when I left my roll call...
Why don't we just go around the room?
That would probably be easier.
Adam Peterson.
John McLaughlin.
Jim Mavis.
Chris Sherland.
John Boyd.
Christine Lewis.
Megan Thornton.
And if I may take a moment, this is my... my name's John Boyd. I'm the planning manager, and I believe, except for Adam here, this is the first time I've met you all. I've been with the city about a year now, and...
I know about you.
You've heard about me. Good.
Well,
hopefully good things.
I've been dealing with the city for 20 years. Okay. So I knew about you. I just haven't put a name to a face.
I thought since I had to introduce myself,
yeah.
I probably thought I should. So thank you, sir.
Can I ask a question? Is that right? The thing when we were asked about Thursday or Monday for dates,
mm-hmm.
for meetings, is that going to happen? Like, do we have another meeting with this stuff? Or what?
So here's, I think, the thought. Obviously, as staff, we don't know how the board's going or how the board's going to decide tonight. You only have a staff report that with findings that supports, obviously, only one way on each of these applications. So if you make a different type of decision, then staff is going to need additional time to draft those findings. And you as a board may want to reconvene to adopt your findings, depending on what your decisions are tonight.
And that time would we'd expect to be Monday the 15th, if my memory serves me
right. Correct.
Yeah. Now, will you don't have new material for us beyond what we have.
I will be doing a PowerPoint presentation, but it just simply summarizes the criteria used to make the original decisions, because I didn't have time to analyze the new decisions.
Or was it the information that was emailed to us yesterday that was to be disseminated and talked about? Because that's what my impression was, that this was so late coming to us that we didn't have time to go through it all, and that we needed another meeting. And I guess I misunderstood that.
No, or if we needed to do any sort of a continuation.
Mm-hmm. That was more the thought was... From at least my perspective, from the legal perspective, my concern was we only have findings going one way on each of these decisions. If the board does something different, for example, if you condition the application for the dormer for approval in a different way or something of that nature, then we may need to modify the findings to support your decision. If you make an opposing recommendation on the zone change, we would need to modify the current recommendation, so that was the purpose.
Some indication and give staff some time to come up with it.
Exactly.
Come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a more complicated decision, so it's one of those where, unless it was a minor tweak to the current findings, the staff report or something of that nature, and the current findings attached to it in the addendum, you may want to take a look at them as a board and review them before adopting them as your final decision. If it was minor, then of course you can have the chair review them and sign for you. So that was just the thought behind that.
And I guess I didn't have time to ask you this question, if I may. The PowerPoint's actually split into two pieces, decision points. First one's for the zone change, the second's for design review. I don't know if you, the chair, if you want me to stop at the first part or go through the whole presentation.
No.
Logically, it would seem like we'd stop at the first part.
Yeah. Does it make sense to have a 5-minute recess between the two? Just keep rolling?
Keep rocking and rolling.
Okay. So I'll start with acknowledging that we have both an appeal and a zone change before us today, and that we're starting with the zone change.
Correct.
Okay.
There's another issue that was raised in the applicant submittal that was given to you yesterday that I do want to address because it's inaccurate. And that statement is on I believe it's the first page of his letter in the opening paragraph. And what Mr. Kovacs states is that if the board agrees with the Webb's position on that issue being that the property should be removed from the zone, then the design review element of the hearing is not required. That's a misstatement because the HRB is only a recommending body on the zone change. So regardless of your decision on the zone change, you must go forward and make a decision on the dormer because the council, you don't know which way the council will go. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. One doesn't cancel out everything else and we go home.
Exactly. Exactly. So regardless, there will be two applications and you will need to address both of those. The other kind of procedural matter is that although there has... We're not exactly sure as to the status of the garage, and probably those of you who took a look at the applicant's submission, you probably weren't sure about the status of the applicant's garage either, because there's no new plans.
There's
also nothing absolutely certain that states that they're not going to be pursuing a change in the garage plan tonight. There was just a little kind of anecdotal statement.
They were supposed to provide with certainty in their letter that they are withdrawing from consideration the garage.
Oh.
In their letter, what they state is they are going to be substantially redesigning it, but that implies that they want to have a decision. So
For drawings or plans.
Oh, I read it.
That's my point.
Redesigning it, and that they were looking for some preliminary feedback from the board.
So I'm not 100% sure what will happen with that particular design review issue. It could either be they might show up tonight with something, or it might be that they're just looking for
anecdotal evidence. But if you look at the history of this whole thing, it's we'll get it to you, they don't get it, and then they pass the time. Well, we'll take care of it, then they don't. It's a very repetitive pattern.
Procedurally, should we talk about the 365 days, is that appropriate here?
Yes, that is actually a procedural issue. So the other reason why we are under the clock and why we were very specific about the days for continuation that are available, if you need to continue to adopt findings or, you know, to somehow conclude your deliberations in your hearing, is that we are fast approaching the clock. And it will expire on August 13th. So we have to make final decisions before that day. Otherwise, the applications are deemed approved. And the additional time there is to allow the appeal period to LUBA to run. So when you back out the 21-day appeal period from LUBA and the fact that the council has to make their recommendation on the zone change, and they're going to make a decision on the HRB's decision. By the time you put all these decision points in and the notices required for those hearings, it puts us at, we essentially have to be sending out the notice for the final decision for both of these actions, well, the recommendation and the final decision on the design review issue on June 16th. So that is kind of the overarching time frame that's causing the crunch right here at the very end.
Do we need to address the garage in this appeal at all?
I think that is a legitimate question to ask the applicant soon as they get up.
I have a reminder in the PowerPoint, too, that says that needs clarification from the applicant.
Yeah.
And that if they are not including it in the appeal tonight, then the previous decision stands and that they could reapply as a new project.
On the dormer and garage issue?
On the garage.
Oh, on the garage. Oh, yes. The denial.
That was a straight denial.
Yeah.
So
if they withdraw, if they withdraw the appeal on the garage, that's a good point. That would be the outcome. Would be a denial, and then they would just wait for the time frame to run, because the CDC has a requirement before you can reapply.
Do they need to withdraw?
Or they could take a denial again tonight without presenting any new evidence.
Okay.
That would be, there's some strategy perhaps on their part on the decision.
Are we still allowed to talk about this one?
No, but if you do have a question, you and I can talk about it before we convene the hearing at 6:30.
Okay.
If the procedural matters are concluded in time for that.
So 6:30, I mean, the plan is to move this along, not drag it out, correct?
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah.
So we have a 20-minute testimony and a 10-minute rebuttal, right?
It's got to be Thor. You got to put the hammer down.
Yeah. On each.
On each.
Yeah.
So anticipate that we have an hour of talking from the applicant or their representative.
Potentially, yes.
Actually, if the applicant only has 20 minutes, it doesn't matter if it's the applicant or the
correct. Right?
And if they're
yeah, absolutely.
20
on their behalf.
10-minute rebuttal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And And that's fine. I'm happy to interrupt. Is there a clock that will be running? For
I have to use your phone.
Yes.
Is there? Do you guys have a clock? Shot clock?
Well,
Was it
up? Happy
it was up yesterday.
If we need to, yeah. But.
Okay.
If I will, as soon as we go out there, I will turn it on. We have a new system, and that's one of the functions that are working.
Okay.
And so we will be able to remotely control the clock. So with
okay. So I had one other question that, you know, for the benefit of the board. Did we receive any public comments or anything since the staff report has come out?
No. Okay. And I asked Shauna to double check to make sure that nothing was received today, and there was nothing received.
Okay. That's all. I just wanted to make sure.
There was one person who called me, and I said that she should submit a letter, and that was the one I was expecting, and she never did.
Okay. Okay, those are, I think we've covered all the procedural issues.
I have an administrative question.
Yeah,
sure. Do you have a paper copy of what was sent yesterday?
A paper copy?
You mean of the staff report?
No,
of the applicant's
Mr. Kovac submission.
Yeah.
I don't on me without all my scrawl, but I could get one.
That'd be
great. Okay.
Mine. You want a 36 pager?
Yeah.
I have nothing printed. I don't want to be spending this whole time scrolling on my phone or my iPad. That would be
real. Snips has no notes on it if we can make a copy.
Okay. That's perfectly fine.
I can give you the 36 pager.
Oh, you
can? Because there's
okay.
a copy in the record. I don't have the web eight pager.
Then you can go ahead and hang on to that, and he's just going to.
Yeah, I don't have the web the web eight pager, whatever they submitted.
Okay.
I only have the Kovac letter.
That's fine.
Letter.
Kovac okay. letter.
You want a copy of that one?
So no. Should we close
this
the.
Is fine.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Any other procedural or administrative questions?
No.
Okay.
That would close. The work session.